The Master Builder by Henrik Ibsen, translated by Edmund Gosse. Characters: Halvard Solness, Master Builder; Alina Solness, his wife; Dr. Herdal, physician; Knut Brovik, formerly an architect, now in Solness's employment; Ragnar Brovik, his son, draftsman; Kaya Fosli, his niece, bookkeeper; Miss Hilda Wangel; some ladies; a crowd in the street. The action passes in and about Solness's house. Act 1. A plainly furnished workroom in the house of Halvard Solness. Folding doors on the left lead out to the hall. On the right is the door leading to the inner rooms of the house. At the back is an open door into the draftsman's office. In front, on the left, a desk with books, papers, and writing materials. Further back than the folding door, a stove. In the right-hand corner, a sofa, a table, and one or two chairs. On the table, a water bottle and glass. A smaller table with a rocking chair and armchair, in front on the right. Lighted lamps with shades on the table in the draftsman's office, on the table in the corner, and on the desk. In the draftsman's office sit Knut Brovik and his son Ragnar, occupied with plans and calculations. At the desk in the outer office stands Kaya Fosli, writing in the ledger. Knut Brovik is a spare old man with white hair and beard. He wears a rather threadbare but well-brushed black coat, spectacles, and a somewhat discolored white neckcloth. Ragnar Brovik is a well-dressed, light-haired man in his 30s with a slight stoop. Kaya Fosli is a slightly built girl, a little over 20, carefully dressed and delicate-looking. She has a green shade over her eyes. All three go on working for some time in silence. Knut Brovik rises suddenly as if in distress from the table, breathes heavily and laboriously as he comes forward into the doorway. "No, I can't bear it much longer." Kaya, going up to him. "You are feeling very ill this evening, are you not, uncle?" Brovik. "Oh, I seem to get worse every day." Ragnar has risen and advances. "You ought to go home, father. Try to get a little sleep." Brovik, impatiently. "Go to bed, I suppose. Would you have me stifled outright?" Kaya, "Then take a little walk." Ragnar, "Yes, do. I will come with you." Brovik, with warmth, "I will not go till he comes. I am determined to have it out this evening with," in a tone of suppressed bitterness, "with him, with the chief." Kaya, anxiously, "Oh, no, uncle. Do wait a while before doing that." Ragnar, "Yes, better wait, father." Brovik draws his breath laboriously. "Ha ha, I haven't much time for waiting." Kaya, listening, "Hush, I hear him on the stairs." All three go back to their work, a short silence. Halvard Solness comes in through the hall door. He is a man no longer young, but healthy and vigorous, with close-cut curly hair, dark mustache, and dark thick eyebrows. He wears a grayish-green button jacket with an upstanding collar and broad lapels. On his head he wears a soft gray felt hat, and he has one or two light portfolios under his arm. Solness, near the door, points towards the draftsman's office and asks in a whisper, "Are they gone?" Kaya, softly shaking her head, "No." She takes the shade off her eyes. Solness crosses the room, throws his hat on a chair, places the portfolios on the table by the sofa, and approaches the desk again. Kaya goes on writing without intermission, but seems nervous and uneasy. Solness, aloud, "What is that you are entering, Miss Fosli?" Kaya starts. "Oh, it is only something that..." Solness, "Let me look at it, Miss Fosli." Bends over her, pretends to be looking into the ledger, and whispers, "Kaya!" Kaya, softly, still writing, "Well?" Solness, "Why do you always take that shade off when I come?" Kaya, as before, "I look so ugly with it on." Solness, smiling, "Then you don't like to look ugly, Kaya." Kaya, half glancing up at him, "Not for all the world."